Hey, Lily Wong here, and this is Fly with Lily podcast. Life can throw us unexpected curveballs of all kinds, from the loss of a loved one, career change, or family problems. For me, it was the loss of my mother and my marriage. The worst experiences of my life led to the most euphoric learning experience and life journey I ever could have imagined. My journey led me dive within myself, overcome my fears, drop disempowering beliefs, and remove mental limitations. From motivation, language learning, business, nomadic life stories, or world travel, to just plain dropping your baggage, Fly with Lily podcast offers the inspiration you need to open yourself to this world of opportunities without limits. Sometimes I need to go off on my own. I'm not sad, I'm not angry, I'm just recharging my batteries. After thanking Yan for the wonderful hospitality for 2 days at his home, I decided to go for another scenic adventure, so I jumped on a random train up to the mountain. On the way up, I could see the whole Lake Geneva, and the calm beauty truly amazed me. I arrived at the top at a place called Les Pieds. It looked like a small village for skiing and was completely deserted. No one was getting off, and I was reminded by the conductor that the train would start again in an hour. It was early November and it was starting to snow as I walked. Tiny flakes of snow gently landing on my hair. For someone from a tropical island, the novelty of snow never wears thin. It was really beautiful, and I almost went dancing or slipping on the train track with my heavy suitcase and backpack. I was also feeling desperate for a toilet moment again, which is a strange physical reaction whenever excitement is mixed with the uncertainty of a trip. I went into this small restaurant, which was empty and only had two staff working. One of the men was very friendly and let me know that I could use their restroom. The whole atmosphere was immediately relaxing. After the toilet break, I sat down and wondered if I should order something for lunch. I saw the Swiss fondue on the menu and I was very curious. The waiter did not speak much English, but he was very friendly when greeting me and took the time to teach me the finer details of how to enjoy my first Swiss fondue through his careful coaching. The Swiss fondue looked a lot like the hot pot we have in Asia, but instead of broth, it was melted cheese. You dip the bread and vegetables in the hot melting cheese, and you could sprinkle pepper on them to add to the flavor. I loved seeing the cheese dripping from my bread when I lifted it away from the pot, and it was certainly very delicious and comforting for my tummy. Although I was alone, I truly enjoyed the atmosphere and immersed myself in exploring the new food with a dream backdrop of a snowy mountaintop. It was quite an expensive and simple lunch at 30 euros, but it was worth every cent. With little time to spare from my remaining 30 minutes, I paid for the meal and got on the train to head back down. Then it was time to head off to my next destination, which was Bern. Stay tuned, there's much more to come. In the next episode, I will be sharing another heartwarming couchsurfing experience in the capital city of Switzerland, Bern.
This This has been another episode of the Fly with Lily podcast. So what now? Go to flywithlily.com to download my gift for you to help work on your abundant lifestyle, or contact me directly for a consultation. This show takes a lot of work and planning, so if you enjoyed it, please consider a 5-star review on iTunes, following on Facebook and Instagram at Fly with Lily, or come up and give our crew a hug on the street when you are on your journey. Thanks for listening, and remember, life's curveballs can be your best opportunities.